Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Vicki Fisher, Washington County 4-H volunteer, about being a volunteer for National Volunteer Week. What is your role as a volunteer for 4-H?
I have two different roles that I've been doing. I am the goat superintendent for the fair, and I also do the 4-H pancake breakfast that goes along with the open cattle show they do in April.
Great. And about the pancake breakfast, I know you kind of spearheaded that and started it. Why did you start that event?
Well, we were looking for fundraising ideas, and they were just starting to do this open cattle show. And so just in our brainstorming process, we said, well, why don't we serve breakfast that morning as well, as people are coming in and checking in their animals and getting ready. And not just for the cattle show people, but community people and 4-H'ers and everything. At the time, the goats didn't have a barn to be kept in, and that the project area was growing so much that they didn't fit anywhere. The fairgrounds didn't have a good place to put them. I was fundraising, trying to come up with money to help build the barn. So along with other projects, I think the very first project we did was the display cases, the wooden white display cases that they put the 4-H projects in the exhibit building, raised money, built those for that first. And then once the goat barn was built and paid for, then that money now from the 4-H pancake breakfast goes for helping with the enrollment costs. Each 4-H'er has to pay dues to be a member of 4-H each year. So we raise the money to pay for at least a portion, so that reduces their overall cost. Otherwise, they'd have to pay like $30 a year, and we reduce that down so that the individuals don't have to pay as much.
Awesome, yeah. And I believe I read this is the 13th year for the pancake breakfast?
Something like that. We were trying to decide when we started that.
Yeah, so obviously popular enough that you continue doing it every year. So that's really good.
And it has grown. It definitely has grown.
Great. Yeah, awesome. So my next question then, coming off of pancake breakfast, what made you start volunteering for 4-H?
Well, I was a 4-H'er myself growing up, not in Washington County, but and I know it's a good program. It's a good program for youth. And I like animals. I had goats. I was starting to raise the meat goats myself. And so they kind of talked me into being a superintendent, and I'm still doing it. That project area has just exploded and grown so much since probably that like 2008 time frame, that just has grown so much.
And how long have you been volunteering?
Well, my kids are now all graduated out, but I was a 4-H mama for 18 years. And so in the process of, you know, helping in whatever area or whatever projects they were involved in, I've been, you know, volunteering through that for at least as long as they were in 4-H.
And what is the best part of volunteering for the 4-H club?
4-H, it's just a good way to meet other families, get to make friends. I have a lot of families that their kids show goats or that have helped with the 4-H pancake breakfast, or it's just a good community atmosphere, and everybody's working together. And when I ask somebody, hey, you know, do you want to help with this? Most of the time everybody says yes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everybody's on board and willing to help and jump in and do whatever is needed. So it's just a good community effort and a good group of people to work with.
And what do you wish people knew about 4-H that they might not?
4-H is not just showing livestock. I wish people knew that there are so many more project areas that you can do and be good at, that it's not just sewing, or, you know, they can do communications. And every school teacher I have ever talked to says, oh, I know when it's time to get up in front of the class and give speeches, I know which kids are 4-H'ers.
Mm.
because they're not scared to death to get up in front of somebody because they've done it through 4-H. That's kind of a neat thing that 4-H gives them, that confidence to be able to get up in front of people and not be so nervous, or if you're, you know, being judged for even for the livestock. Or my daughter did a lot of fashion review type clothing events, and you have to sit for any projects where you have to actually like sit with the judge and talk with them about your project and what you've done and what you've learned, and just giving them that confidence to be able to speak carries into job interviews and things like that.
Yeah, very true. And my last question, kind of open-ended, is there anything else that you would like to add about your time as a volunteer or just 4-H in general?
I've enjoyed volunteering. 4-H is a good cause. A lot of good people to work with and be involved with, and it takes a lot of volunteers, from the fair board members to each 4-H club has, you know, multiple 4-H leaders to put on, you know, to put on the fair. It's a huge community effort, but there's, you know, a lot of people come together and have been doing it for years and years, longer than I have, that seem to enjoy it.
Those were all of my questions, Vicki. Thank you so much for talking to me about being a volunteer for the Washington County 4-H group.
Sure.
That was Vicki Fisher joining on today's House and House Washington page to talk about being a Washington County 4-H volunteer. House and House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.